I won't spend much time talking to you about who is the leader today, other than highlighting a couple of facts. We're growing fast. We are taking on between 2,000 to 2,500 new customers today. We believe we're on track to become the fourth largest generator and retailer in the country, and gone through the 1.1 million customer mark. We're around halfway to reaching our target here in Queensland of getting 300,000 customers. But the topic for today, what we're here for, it's a doozy. How do we progress work on the generation, network and storage of Australia's energy system? And how do we meet the needs and expectations of the community? I think that in and of itself is a challenging question. So rephrased, how do we make the energy debate look less like this and more like this? How do we arrest the dysfunction that has delivered us a new energy policy acronym every 24 months? And just when we've learned what the acronym stands for, resulted in the Prime Minister of the day being spectacularly punted off the playing field. We've had a decade of poor policy outcomes, of short-sighted political debate, and unfortunately, it is the customers that have ultimately paid the price for this dysfunction. At least a decade ago, as an industry participant, the debate was exciting. Because at least in the beginning, there were more possibilities on the table, and over time, with the death of each idea, the possibilities have narrowed and narrowed, and the debate has coarsened. The most dangerous thing about the situation today is that we're becoming desensitized to it all, and we're in danger of lurching along and maintaining the status quo. So how can we avoid that? And the focus needs to be on the customer. At Alinta, we've had some success in challenging the status quo. We're determined to do things differently, and a great example of that is the work that we're doing with CS Energy and our joint venture here for Queensland. We have formed a formidable partnership, both parties working hard to pass on lower prices to consumers. Deloitte produced a report for us that showed our Queensland customers saved up to $365 a year off a median market offer when we entered the market just on 12 months ago. And our competitors responded and doubled their discounts. It went from an average of 8% discount to 16%. Customer switching also doubled from 10 to 20%. The contribution that Alinta customers, or that Alinta made to the market and the saving that our customers made, equated up to $40 million per annum in savings on energy. And you can nearly double that number by the reactive responses from the competitors in the market. So somewhere between $80 and $100 million of benefit was thrown into the community. Our focus on affordability has helped us to attract over 150,000 customers in Queensland since we entered just on 12 months ago. But we also recognise that there are things that aren't working for customers and need to be fixed at an industry level. I think our customers have a sense they're on a great deal with us here in Queensland, but most people would struggle to say for sure that they're on the best deal because it's too hard to compare offers. Standing offers are an issue. Customers want to see their loyalty rewarded and not punished for being inactive in the market. Discounts and tariffs are confusing. Trust in the sector is not just low. It is the lowest of 15 Australian sectors, according to the Edelman Trust Barometer, which is partly why customer churn in the NEM is running at around 20 to 25% per annum, and that has a cost. I focus on those customer experiences and outcomes because I'm responsible for our retail operations. We support the ACCC's recommendations. In essence, they will help to win back some trust and improve things for customers, and I think that's the most important thing. We need to take a range of issues off the table, which will increase the focus on higher value reforms and improve our ability to advocate for the removal removal of substance and the writing down or correction of network costs on behalf of our customers. Yesterday, the Energy Minister announced the government's intention to pursue these recommendations with COAG, which is due to meet again this week and then again in December. Our message to participants, with apologies to Nike, is just do it. Something is better than nothing. On the proviso that is consistently endorsed by all of the states. We're at a letter of doing our part in the crisis, and we're ready to do more. We're focusing on customer outcomes and experiences. Provided the playing field is level, fair, and transparent, we can continue to make headway. We support a reference price to give our customers transparency on how their current offer compares to market. We will reshape our portfolio to advertise our best unconditional offers in dollar terms rather than percentages. And we'll work with the appropriate authority to enhance the safety net on standing offers. The answers are all there. Our advice is to start with the customer experience and outcome recommendations. Get the quick win for customers. Just do it. But what are our customers' expectations and needs for tomorrow? If I've learned one thing in my time in the energy industry, it's that no matter how hard you try and rebrand or package up energy retailing to be dynamic, different, exciting, fresh, future-focused, positive, bespoke, personalised, baked fried or barbecued, no customer is ever going to be as excited about it as we are. And while the technologies and demand may change, the fundamentals will. No amount of education or aspirational advertising is going to make our customers feel like there should be a rousy orchestral soundtrack playing when they turn on the dishwasher. Energy is critically important, but what our customers, both residential and commercial, want and require for the future is really simple. They want it to be affordable and reliable. They want it to be sustainable, but not at the expense of being affordable. They don't want to be told when to use it or to use less. But they want to be able to take it for granted. And that's why we provide an essential service. We're not selling sourdough bread. And most people don't want to engage with energy like their shared traders on the floor of a stock exchange. Affordability is number one. So let's also be clear about what the public wants in terms of affordability. Affordability is not encouraging our customers to turn their air conditioners off. Affordability is pricing the commodity and service at a level where Australians can run competitive business. They can heat, they can cool, they can light their homes, store their food, cook their meals, watch TV, clean their clothes, and so on. That's why everything we're doing is pushing in that direction. We're keeping our internal costs low as we possibly can. We're prepared to accept lower margins. And we're working hard to acquire more affordable generation and pass on the benefits to our customers. Our growth is evidence that we are, at least on the key issue of price, delivering for our customers, and will continue to deliver for our customers. But if we are to unlock even more affordable energy in Australia, to push it further than what we can achieve as a single market participant, clearly we're going to need stability and certainty that the need represented to support the long-term investment required for generation. We need competition to be encouraged in both wholesale and retail markets. The mistakes, subsidies, overspends of the past to be unwound. And we require a laser-like focus on the impact of regulation on affordability. None of that is going to be achievable without political and regulatory solutions. And those political and regulatory solutions aren't going to be effective if we look at reform only through the prism of emissions at 50 paces. So instead of reaching into the Scrabble bag of letters for our next energy policy acronym, because I don't think I can memorise another one, let's start by getting